This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. When Iraqis assume sovereignty at the end of the month, they also expect to assume custody of Saddam Hussein. Iraq's new prime minister told the TV channel Al Jazeera that his government wants to take charge of Saddam and 5,000 other prisoners considered a threat to security. That would be a change from a U.S. plan to keep custody of prisoners considered a threat to the U.S. and its allies. NPR's Deborah Amos is covering this story in Baghdad. And Deborah, what do the Iraqis want to do with Saddam?
Well, they want him in their custody. And this has been an ongoing discussion between Iraqi officials and the United States. Alawi made very clear what he said was this is an official confirmation. So it must be that the Iraqis feel that they are ready to handle these prisoners. In the last couple of days, the International Committee of the Red Cross has made a couple of public statements reminding the Iraqis and the United States of international law, which states that prisoners of war, and that's what Saddam's status is, have to be charged or released when an occupation ends, and that comes on June 30th. Now, as for security, Salem Chalabi, who heads Iraq's special tribunal, said last week that he believed Iraq would be ready to take custody sometime in July. The prime minister has clearly moved up that date with his comments. And while Chalabi had no comment on the new timetable today, this is what he had to say about security.
I think there will be a positive impact on the security situation because I think people will begin to feel that we're now accountable. And this is something that people have not felt yet.
That's Salem Chalabi, who's planning the tribunal for Saddam Hussein. And Deborah, how far along is the planning for that special tribunal?
Well, so far there are five investigative judges on board. There are two prosecutors. Iraq's special tribunal office will grow to about 250 people by the end of the month. The U.S. Justice Department has established a regime crimes liaison office, and that's going to work well beyond the handover. In some ways, it will be part of the embassy, but not directly responsible, more to the Justice Department. As for those indictments, Salem Chalabi said the first ones probably aren't going to come until the fall. Trials after that, there's a lot of work to do, he said, in selecting judges.
We are vetting judges to make sure that they're not victims of the previous regime or their immediate families are not victims of the previous regime so that we ensure impartiality.
So given everything that the Iraqis have to do, Deborah, will they be able to formally file charges against Saddam by June 30th as the Red Cross says they must?
Well, the Iraqi Special Tribunal's office, they're going to have to move very fast to get that indictment out by June 30th. They're still sorting through the evidence. There are mountains of documents that were seized after the fall of the regime, and they're still collecting physical evidence.
Deborah, can I ask about the other 5,000 prisoners? Who are they, and will the U.S. really give them up?
Many of them are what's called security detainees. These are people who have been picked up by U.S. forces in attacks on them. These are people considered by the U.S. military dangerous to U.S. soldiers. The U.S. had said that they would not hand them over before June 30th. The prime minister has set a clear timetable for that handover. What will apparently happen to them is they can be tried in two courts, either under Iraqi civil law, or if it turns out that some of these people not only were part of the insurgency, but have pasts in the regime during Saddam's time, and if they can be charged with crimes from that period, then they will be tried by the special tribunal. There's been no official comment from any administration officials or U.S. officials here, although the prime minister has put them on notice that he wants those prisoners turned over before June 30th.
Thanks. NPR's Deborah Amos in Baghdad.
Thank you, Steve.